Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. You're listening to Live with Kathy. On Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but worldwide, reaching any country in the world. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio has thousands of shows and millions of listeners? Just by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, discover what the world has to say. And if you want to discover what Kathy Watson has to say, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I-W-A-T-S-O-N. And this week, the entire show is dedicated to money matters, the history of money, money myths. Teach your children about finance. Isn't it interesting? I don't know if it's prevalent in other countries, but here in America, we're spending more and enjoying less. That's going to be Thursday's show, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Then Friday at 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. Central Time, teach our children about money. I think it's passionate that parents want their children to be well-rounded in education, sports, arts, theater. But I have yet to hear of any program or any offering that's going to teach children about finances. And you want to know one of the easiest ways to bring your family together and to teach children and yourself about the dynamics of money is to create your own home-based business. You get to be the CEO, then you appoint a vice president, treasurer, secretary, and you conduct it as a business. You take a room in your home or your apartment, and that is where high finance is conducted and the learning process. Not in your jammies. The reason why I feel that many of the home businesses don't succeed is that they're not treating it like corporate America. You've heard me talk about my feisty friend, a dear person, Lee. Talked with her yesterday, and she's 78. And she said, Kathy, who'd have thunk it that I would have the guts in 1973 to walk into corporate America, I believe it was Bell and Howell, and I was earning $30,000 a year. And I walked in and I said, I quit. And they were in shock. I said, I'm tired of making you linear thinking men look good. I have a home-based business that I'm going to grow and grow and grow. Goodbye. Oh, they said, you can't. We'll give you a 14% increase in your pay. She turned around and said, well, what part of what I said don't you get? I'll stay on a little bit longer to get you all organized, and then it's au revoir, adios, sayonara. I'm out of here. And the president called her a traitor. Now, this lady has guts. She didn't tell Jack, her husband, who was an accountant. tried and true. So she went home and told Jack, and he had a hissy fit. He said, Missy, you turn right around and you go right back to that company and tell them that I made a mistake. And her eyes kept getting bigger and bigger because his voice kept getting stronger and stronger. And she said, well, why would I do that? Oh, come on, we all know that you women don't have what it takes to be in business. You're lucky that you're working and you get a paycheck each week. And she said to me, you know, Kath, I don't know what happened. I just turned and glared at him and said, how dare you? Let me show you how powerful I am. Now, this is 2014. And before I tell you her secret, I want you to know that every month she gets a four-figure check, residual income. And that's the fruits of her labor all of these years. Four figures. How would you like that? She has earned 8 cars, traversed the world 18 times with the guy who didn't believe she could do it, that she didn't have the stuff. I was curious. I said, well, Lee, did he ever acknowledge you? Well, yeah, you know, accountant and the male ego. He said, I'll help you with your books, but that's all I could do. Now, that's all he chose to do. He probably didn't have the talent to do anything else. So I said, how did you make it work? I already knew. But I'd love for her to tell the story, and I'll have her on the air again, and you'll hear it from her. Did you have enough money last month to pay your bills? Are you in debt? How do you sleep at night? I said, okay now, Lee, tell me how you made it work. Well, she said, you know, Kath, I'd been in the habit of getting up every morning and getting dressed, going out the back door, getting into the car, and driving to corporate America. And I would walk into a business setting. So I looked around my house, and I did have an office. And I said to myself, why should anything change? So the next morning, when I was finally free, like a bird, I knew I was off to great places. I knew that today was the day my mountains had been waiting for me. So I got on my way. I got dressed. Now Jack is utterly confused. What are you doing? Well, she said, I'm going to work. Ah! She said, it's not what you think. You'll see. She got fully dressed, took her keys, said goodbye, walked out the back door, as though she were going to the garage to get her car, walked around the side of the house, came up the stairs, unlocked the front door, walked into her office, sat down, and started to conduct business. She was driven. And she said, Kathy, I knew that if I chose to build my business the way that most people do, it would fail. Now, I knew that I could sleep in if I wanted to. But that wasn't the formula of my success. I handled my home-based business like I was going to corporate America. And she said, I also knew that being a solopreneur, that I wouldn't get paid if I didn't produce. You see, when you're in corporate America, no matter what, even if you're giving them 10% of your effort, you're going to get that paycheck at the end of the week, whether you earned it or not. And that's a security that most people need. And I suggest to people to don't quit your job, even if you're unhappy in it. Start building outside your comfort zone and make it a family affair. Now, she said, my children were grown. I have boys. They were all grown. I would sit. I would take my breaks like I did at corporate America and have lunch and then come back. I said, Lee, how many times a day did you want to quit? At least 5. How many times did you want to throw in the towel and say, I just can't take this anymore? She said, almost every day. But I knew better. I knew that when I was hardest hit, I knew that when I was really challenged, I knew that when it seemed that things weren't going to get better, I knew that that was when I couldn't quit. Because you see, if I did, Jack would be delighted. You know, men with their male ego and corporate America would love for me to come crawling on my knees. I didn't do that. When I earned my first car, I said to Jack, well, let's take a taxi to the dealership. I'm picking up the car that I just earned. Oh, come on. Did you inhale? You didn't win a car. Yeah, Jack, I did. Well, I'm not going with you in a taxi to be embarrassed. We'll take our car, and you could drive your car home, and I'll come home. But I'm not going there only to find out that you had illusions. So she said, I bit my tongue and said, okay, let's go. They got to the dealership. She was handed her keys. And she drove the car home. Jack following her. What, did he think it was going to be repossessed? She said, Kathy, 8 new cars. And I traveled the world at the expense of other people 18 times. Can this inspire you? Can you really look at the rest of your life starting right now, listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio? Could this be your aha moment? You see, in Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, I'm quoting him, he said, most people throw in the towel and quit 3 inches from gold. If they would just persevere, if they would just get over that roadblock, bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more, however I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is a just employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you've set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I asked of life, life would have willingly paid. Author unknown, are you unhappy in your job? You see, this is your life. Your life is a blank canvas. You're the creator. Did you know that you have the power to design your life your way? Gandhi quote, this is what he said, Muhammad Gandhi, happiness is when what you think, say, and do are all in harmony. Are you in harmony today with your life? Are you happy in your life? In every aspect of your life? Do you talk about it? Are you silent as Sam or Sarah? It's your choice. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. And how happy are you in your job? You know, there are no do-overs. This life that you have is not a dress rehearsal. And of course, we're all going to have challenges. But it's how we approach them. I call them the abyss, where you're down in the valley and you see the top of that mountain. And you're thinking, oh, a couple of $100 a month, what a difference it would make in my life. Well, you're the only one that could make it happen. Not toxic negative thinking. Stay away from dream stealers or naysayers. Started my own home-based business when I was 25 years old. I wanted to be home to raise 3 precocious children. And it made sense to me. I didn't have a role model. Are you so stuck in your comfort zone that you won't shift your strategies? You won't change? Even though the shoe is burning and pinching, you're not going to change it because you're comfortable with that? Then you have designed your life the way it is. No blame, no guilt. It was your choice. You don't get to blame anyone. You don't get to shake your finger at anyone. I want you to pick up the mirror. Look in the mirror. And say hello to the creator of your life. It's you. It's not your boss. You know, we teach people how to treat us. So if you're living in a world where you're living your dream according to someone else, that was your choice, but that could change. That could change. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. Lee knew that her mountain was waiting. Oh, she said, Kathy, you have no idea how challenging. But you see, with challenges is growth. An oyster cannot produce a beautiful pearl without friction. How could you possibly grow if you don't have a challenge? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com /, I'm taking a nice big cat stretch, Kathy Watson. The guest calling number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And Kathy is spelled C-A-T-H-I. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on to my website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and click on all of the buttons. And let's get acquainted. What would you like me to discuss? Do you have a favorite topic? It could be controversial, but we all are invited to either agree or disagree, but we do it in a timely manner. In an elegant, educated manner. We all can't agree on the same thing because there's no one youer than you, and no two snowflakes are alike. And while you're on my website, be sure and click on Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. Then click on Books. And you'll see The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Oh, discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment. Once you've learned my methods and techniques, they're yours for life. And then scroll down to the choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll embrace them, you'll hug them, and simply say, "I salute you, Don, I'm so proud of you." If they had a dream and they knew that if they didn't move on the dream, that's all it would be, it's just a dream. And now they're all standing on the mountaintop saying, "Hello, world. I've been missing you. Here I am. Read my story. Let me share with you the trials and tribulations that I experienced. But the good news is that I learned from them." And you could learn from them too. You could learn how to make money by being an entrepreneur, by creating your own home-based business, because many of them started at the kitchen table. Where do you think I started mine? The kids were in school, or the baby was napping. I was at the kitchen table, creating. You see, failure has never been a word in my vocabulary. I knew I was chosen. I knew that I was destined for success. And why not you? Why not you? And then you could pick up the book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life by David Ricklin. Now, The Elixir of Youth is an e-book. You could just log on, click on, and you could order it. And I had one of my buddies at Office Depot download it, and he did print it out for me. It's a couple of bucks. And I told him to put a binder, and I have it there so I could refer to it whenever I need to. And I have the authentic book, obviously. I didn't condense it. All of my methods and techniques are there. There were just some contributing authors that didn't want to participate in the book, so I had to take their chapter out. Their loss, but it's okay. You know, we all have this incredible power of choice. And I'm sure that that choice came back to bite them in the butt many, many times. Because you see, a choice that you make, one of two things will happen. It will either come back to embrace you or bite you in the butt. Now, you could get The Heart of the Lion. Oh, my trip to Africa. Oh, and I have good news about that. But that's available at Amazon.com and Ex Libris. And then Choices, Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. And you get to read a chapter, find out what it's all about. These are not long, boring books. Once you pick it up and start reading it, you can't put it down. And then, of course, in 100 Great Ways, there are 101 contributing authors that are sharing their journey in life. And it could be you. Do you want to be published? Give me a call. 847-882-8717. And if you want to find out how you could become a partner in the Live with Kathy Consortium, I call my sponsors partners. Call me at 847-882-8717. I have a delicious 10-week introductory offer. And it's a process of personal growth. If you're looking for the floodgates to open, getting customers, it may happen. Then again, it may not. But I'll know after I'm speaking with you. And when you call, I'll get your telephone number. I'll call you back. And it will be on my dime. Or is it a quarter now? What does it take for a telephone call today? I don't even know. I can't remember the last time I went to a payphone. But you see, I'm offering you a whole world of opportunities for you to come out of your shell, to break the shackles that have been holding you back. I want to see the authentic you emerge. I want to see you be happy in what you're doing. I want to see you forming your own home-based business. Or it could be a group. You could have a club of women. You could have a club of men. You could do it so many ways. It's your choice. And you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's topic is money myths. How many times have we heard money is the root to all evil? Only the rich get richer? And I'm sure they do because they have the formula. But you're just stuck. And I want to unstick you. Now, remember, by the way, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Remember I told you about Tom Patrick? His new novel is coming out. Ah, Mazel Tov. Bravo. It should be out in a couple of weeks. The Second Coming. And I read you the professional review of the novel from a publisher who had nothing but high praise. So I will tell you exactly the date when the book is available, and where you could purchase it. But here's a little overview. The story begins in September 2012, as the reader meets Father Jonathan Deshaies on his final leg of his journey through the Yucatan Peninsula. On the fall equinox, Jonathan comes to prove his theory that the Mayan calendar is not complete and there is more to know after he discovers the Trinity symbol of three rings on the bottom step of the Mayan temple. There he meets Magdalena, a young Mayan gal who helps him find the symbol that he's been waiting his whole life to see. Having been plagued by lucid dreams his entire life, Jonathan uses these dreams to see events yet to come. And this has made him an outcast in the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. Traveling home to the seminary in Chicago, he's reunited with his mentor, Archbishop O'Malley, who raised Jonathan since he was a little boy. The two old friends discuss his findings at the Yucatan when O'Malley shows Jonathan an ancient piece of the burial shroud torn from the original shroud of Turan, which has three drops of Christ's blood that exactly match the symbol seen at the pyramid. Jonathan realizes this is an essential find, but he knew that already, having dreamt of the shroud the last three nights. With O'Malley's blessing, he embarks on his journey to find the meaning of this revelation. Father O'Malley then informs his old friend there is more to his own identity than he was told growing up. He's informed he is a direct descendant of the Apostle John, who wrote the book of Revelation. With his new information racing through his mind, he's sent to see Dr. Matthew Tesla, a psychic teacher at Georgetown University, who is an expert on the galactic alignment that is set for December 21st, 2012. Matthew is convinced the alignment for December is not going to be the end of the world as predicted by other scientists. He agrees with the opposite theory that Isaac Newton secretly wrote before his death, that the world will end in 2060. This is just the beginning of the traversing the second coming, written by Tom Puttrick. And it should be available in a couple of weeks. Oh man, I see it as a movie. I see it as being a bestseller. Are you following your dream? Is your dream to be the CEO of your own company? Is it your dream to earn enough money to travel the world? Is it your dream to be a speaker on international cruise ships? I am one for the last 17, 18 years, even longer than that. I saw the world. I've been to Mexico. I've been in the Mayan country. I've been in Greece. I've been all over. And you get to feel the pulse, the vibration of the world. It's your choice. I want to hear your voice. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And if you want to talk with me up front and personal, call me at 847-882-8717. Do you have a story? Do you want to be a speaker on international cruise ships? Well, let me see what you've got. Email me, call me, and let's talk. Because you see, when you're working with me, and we work side by side, I'm developing you. I'm going to dig down and find out a lot about your authenticity. Who are you? What are you? And where are you all going? I want to share with you my PSA. Public service announcement, seniors beware. It's pandemic. Con and scam artists are exposed. They're targeting 55, 50, they target everyone. You know, they're pros at sweet talk, promising the solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. Not too long ago, right here in my area, Mount Prospect, Illinois, 79-year-old, got a phone call, said her grandson, claiming to be her grandson, was arrested in Minnesota after a traffic accident that seriously injured another driver. Anyway, she was supposed to send $55,000. And she had to send this money to an individual in Canada. This lady, what was she thinking? She didn't call anyone. She didn't call the police. She didn't call her family. She went to the bank and wired $55,000 to this female who was impersonating a public defender. But there was an error, and it came back. And the woman, the grandmama, got another phone call from the scammer to tell her to resend it. Then all of a sudden, the red alert went up. It was a con. It was a scam. She called her grandson, and he said, "What are you talking about? I'm not in Minnesota. What's the matter with all of you out there? How could you not call the police? If someone comes to your door and says, oh, your roof needs, looks like it's falling apart, and I could fix it for you for X amount of dollars, I'm just in the neighborhood, say, wait a minute, I'm calling the police, they'll come out and check your credentials, and if you're authentic, I'll come out and take a look at what you saw. Honey, he'll take off like a bat out of hell. Come on, human beings in America. Take this telephone number down. Thank you, ARP. The hotline, the Fraud Fighter hotline, is 800-646-2283. That's 800-646-2283. And you know that based on reports, victims who are 55 plus lose $3 billion a year. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. The number is 800-646-2283. And my contributing authors in the book Choices. Write this down, Choices. Amazon.com. Author House Barnes & Noble. You could order it through Kathy Watson. Or when you get the book, order it from the author. In memoriam, you'll love her story. Steel Mail Mama. Oh, Bonnie, your spirit rocks and it's alive. Did you know that she's possibly the oldest woman working in a steel mill alongside the men? Not at a desk. Out there in the hot furnaces with the men. She was possibly the oldest steel mill mama in the U.S., Canada, and the world. Get her book. Get the book. You'll just love it. And then we have Rhea, who says, you know, Kathy, in life there are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make, but the reality is you just got to be you. Her journey is inspiring. You'll experience the choices she made that came back to serve her and choices she made that came back to bite her in the butt, but she said, I learned from it. I learned. And Chuck Brazelton, the CEO of his own, the business that he started at the kitchen table, Brazelton Insurance and Financial Services. Get the book choices and read from frostbitten toes to fingers. He was raised in a little farmhouse somewhere in Illinois. But he knew that he wanted to be in business for himself. And he is. Created a legacy for his children and grandchildren to follow. Someone to love. Something to look forward to. And to leave a legacy. And then we have Stefan Stressler, Reviva Labs, the leader in skincare. How do I know? I've been using Reviva products for 40 years. The results are amazing. From humble beginnings to success. And then I told you about Lee, entrepreneur extraordinaire. Challenges never stop Lee from achieving her goals. Her desire is to help all ages improve their health and wealth. Right now, read her story and choices. Contact her. Buy the book from her, from all of them. It's a book that it's sitting right here. It doesn't leave my desk. And then there's Sandy Hutchins, who said, Kathy, I'm living my life in paradise. Yeah, she came from the world of fashion and then segued into real estate. She's an ageless, dynamic diva with panache, purpose, glamour, style, and vitality. Her passion? Ownership. And it's reflected in her Florida real estate investment. Gulf Breeze Cottages on beautiful Sanibel Island. I was there. Read her story in choices. And then we have another diva, Marilyn Pacella. There's no way I'm going to work for someone else. If I'm going to put any energy into it, it's going to be in my dream. She created mobile drug testing. It's an on-site service. Marilyn comes to you, saving you time and money, whether it be private or corporate or company, a corporation. She has a history of experience. Log on, Chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. Don't be scammed. Call the police. Call a family member. And whatever you do, do not give them any personal information. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call-in number is 347-637-3789. And today the topic is money myths. Now tomorrow I'll be on at 11 and Friday at 6:30 a.m. But before I introduce you to all of my sponsors, just let me tease you a little bit about money myths that I'm going to talk about and share with you today. Myth number one. Banks are the best place for money? Ooh, not so. Saving accounts cause you to lose money over time because their low interest rates do not keep up with inflation. Get yourself a personal banker. I have one. A young dude in his 30s. But, oh, they're smart. They're shrewd. They know about money. And now before I tell you about my sponsors, let me tell you who wants to take money away from you. I work in partnership with the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Oh, there's a big consortium, you know, in Congress, in the White House. All of these millionaires, billionaires are going to put together a whole new introduction on how we could fix the fiscal debt. And they want to take their sticky, dirty little paws into our Social Security. And we, the people, had better stand up in solidarity and say, oopsie, we don't think so. That's our money, not yours. It's our money. We earned it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it. Now, if you really want to level the playing field, how about we all jump into this one big vat of yours, Golden Vat, V-A-T, and we all get your Cadillac pension and your delicious Dom Perignon health care. How about that? Or you give up that and join us, Social Security and our Medicare. Take this number, 1-800-998-0180. That is 800-998-0180. And if you want to get involved in the grassroots, call 800. Oh, the 0180 will put you right in touch with your elective officials in Congress and the White House. And if you want to be part of the good fight, get involved, volunteer for the National Committee to preserve, protect, and defend Social Security and Medicare, and to fight to improve benefits for all generations. The number is 800-998-0181. 800-998-0181. And you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Ah, I see I have an interested caller. Let's see who it is. Hi
hello.
There. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I sure hello. Can. Who hello. Am I talking to?
Hi, can you hear me? I sure can. Hi, I got a question. Looks like you're talking about an interest of mine. Money, miss.
I got a question. Looks like you're talking about an interest of mine.
All right,
money.
My dear, you're going to have to just I'm getting a echo. If you're on a speakerphone.
I just walked away from the computer because I think I heard myself talking and I thought, "Oh, how annoying." Mm.
Hi,
I got a couple of questions. I got a question. Looks like you're talking about money today.
Yeah, take a breath. You have a first name?
Yeah, my first name is Linda.
And where are you calling from, Linda?
California.
Oh, 90. Well, thank you for listening. How can I help you if I can?
Okay, well,
you're
talking about money myths. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and so you have some experience in money as far as dealing with banking and all those kind of things? Because I've got a couple of questions that have to do with my credit rating and all those kind of good stuff.
No, that I can't, but I will put you in touch with, I will have my personal banker call you and help you. I'm here in Chicagoland. Would that help? I am a talk radio host. And money has always been fascinating to me, and the myths around money, and we don't even teach our children about money. But you're talking about very technical things I cannot help you with, but I will put you in touch with the person who can.
I do think that that's a good point that you made as far as not teaching our children about money. I think that's a very interesting point to make, because when I was in high school and all through my growing up poor and all, I never knew anything about a credit rating, and I didn't even know how that would affect me. So I think that it is something that needs to be said about teaching, I don't know, people in high school. I mean, they're very loosey-goosey with credit. It's free. You can go out and apply for a credit card. You can get the money quickly. They even have credit card stands when they're in college,
mm-hmm.
Begging them to, you know, to start
mm-hmm.
applying so that they can go up in debt and those kind of things. And I think if they understand the value and understand the future as far as being able to buy a home, vacation, looking towards the future and understanding how important it is to save and to invest, I think that that's something that needs to be taught in America, in the American school system at a very I absolutely agree with that, huh? Because they're going to go out and they're going to buy a Gucci bag and a sound system, and then they won't be able to buy a house. So that's something that needs to be taught, and it is not being taught at all.
Isn't it interesting that in America, why is it we are a highly educated nation, the best in the world? Is it because the parents don't know enough about money, the importance of teaching the dynamics of money, that now they'll go to baseball classes, football, soccer, and I agree with all of this, the arts, the ballet theater, a marvelous body discipline. They teach them that, but they won't teach them the discipline of money. Why is that?
I think a great deal of that has to do with our society in itself. Money, I mean, one of the things about us being a very rich nation is that we have to show that off. And maybe that has to do with, I don't know, we're competing with the Joneses. Mm-hmm. And they have to show that they have the better purse, the better car. It's the bigger, better deal. And as far as attracting people around you, even in the work environment, you have to show that you can sustain yourself,
mm-hmm.
and that you are doing much better than you are. People buy houses that they can't afford. They live in apartments that they can't afford. But, you know, I got an issue with that, because as a single woman, I have to pay more for an apartment in a neighborhood I can't afford just for safety reasons, but that's a whole other issue.
Really?
But, yes, I'd have to pay. As a single woman, I can't
Isn't
afford.
That
I can't. I can't. I cannot afford to live where I can afford to live, because I'm single, I don't have any kids, and I'm not married. So safety is the utmost important for a woman, and
in
a woman has to have a.
Linda, take a breath. That's discrimination. I've never heard that.
Oh, yes, it is. As a single woman, you have to. And you must. You absolutely must.
That they're charging you more rent because you choose, or you're not married for whatever reason? How dare they?
No. As a single woman, I have to look for places. I cannot, the places that I can afford on my income, okay, mm-hmm. I choose not to live there because of safety issues.
Okay.
I have to choose to live in places that are more expensive than what I can afford. So I have to get mm-hmm. another job in order to be have a safe environment or you know. And that could be subjective, too, because all environments, you know, they have all their problems. I'm not saying that, you know, we look at Dominique Dunn and all that mess and we can see that, you know, there's murder in Beverly Hills like it is any other place, but it's less likely. So those are some things
that
you have to...
California, we usually think of it as utopia. So you do have issues. Now, one other issue that another myth that we need to dispel, because there was a time when a home was a good investment. Not true. According to all of the data that I get and what's happening, I'm not in real estate, but our one son is, and he's building his little empire in Colorado. Today, a house is not the American dream. It's a nightmare. Housing prices have dropped. Increasing costs of property taxes and maintenance. Your house should be looked at as an expense, not as an investment. It's a place to live. I have a dear friend who had some tragedy in her life, and she's on the verge of losing her house.
That's terrible.
And it's like, what are we? It is not, I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but get yourself a good financial advisor.
And I would like, and I'm looking into that. I would very much like to do. I've never, but again, it's a little bit frightening to me because I didn't grow up, my people, we didn't grow up talking about financial advisors.
We
didn't know what that is. We still, a lot of people in America don't know what that is. And how will they help you? That stuff needs to be talked about in school. I mean,
now,
and
my
great...
dear, when you go for a financial advisor,
mm-hmm.
please be sure that they are certified in public accounting. Be sure, check their history. Many times they come, I had the experience, I had a financial advisor for years, and it's really my error that I didn't catch that she wasn't too savvy. Make sure that they're savvy. It's your money. You heard me talk about Social Security and Medicare. It's your money, Linda. I don't know what you do, but you've earned it the old-fashioned way. You're working for it. And don't let any of these people take it away from you. Be shrewd. Have an inquiring mind. And be certain that when you... talk to people when you're looking for a financial advisor. I have one here in Arlington Heights. He's brilliant. He's a lawyer. He tax and everything. Talk to people that they are advising and ask for a list of people that you could talk to get their credit rating, to get their credibility rating.
Mm-hmm.
Be smarter. Be aware. There are too many con artists, too many scams out there. And if you're going to do anything, all right, dear, we're almost out of time.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Linda, and keep listening. Promise?
Oh, okay. I like the number of your advisor, but okay. maybe another time.
I'll call you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye. You've just listened to someone in California. Isn't that delightful? I'm telling you, you need to have an advisor. And... I will put Linda in touch with my advisor, and then the two of them could decide what they want to do. Thank you, all of my sponsors, Ironworkers. What a noble profession. Log on www.ironworkers.org. Hoffman Estates Park District, heparks.org. RevivaLabs.com. And Letitia, our gal, our sassy little gal who simply said, I quit, and you log on www.letitia.myshackley.com. And until tomorrow at 11 a.m., be sure and listen, because the topic is, are you spending more and enjoying less? Until then, make it a great day. Au revoir.